He saved others. Let him save himself. He saved others. Let him save himself. We've seen it. We've seen the way that he's given sight to the blind, speech and hearing to those who are dumb and deaf. He's made the paralyzed walk and literally raised Lazarus from the dead. He saved others. Why doesn't he save himself? The irony in these words spoken by those who mocked Jesus as he hung from the cross is that it was never the plan. Jesus didn't come to save himself. Jesus came to save us. Jesus came for the sole reason of saving others. And he does so by putting himself at the very lowest place. Christ wins the victory by making himself the littlest, by lowering himself, humbling himself. Last Sunday, I was playing indoor soccer over at the Y on 20th Street. I'm a sub for one of the co-ed adult leagues there. And we were in the last 3 minutes of the game, the last game of the indoor season. And one of my teammates was changing direction to chase after the ball, and his knee gave out. And he shouted out, clearly in pain, and laid down on the ground and was holding his knee. And so obviously the game stopped, and we all gathered kind of around him. And I crouched down and was just asking him how he was doing. And then one of the players on the opposing team said, hey man, he actually said, I don't mean to be insensitive, but is it okay if I pray with you? He asked, is it okay if I pray with you? And so we did. And he crouched down, he lowered himself. We all put our hands on this teammate of mine, and we prayed for him. Through that prayer, Jesus was able to enter into that low place. If you've ever witnessed that, or maybe experienced pain like that, suffering a serious injury, you know that low place, the physical pain, but also the interior, maybe the spiritual sort of pain that you're in. Jesus was able to enter into that low place, and Jesus is able to enter into any low place where we might end up because he took upon himself the very worst that humanity has to offer. He took upon himself the lowest. He experienced the worst of abuse, the worst of ridicule, the worst of physical pain. And he did so that when you and I inevitably wind up there, when you and I experience terrible loss, a child of a loved one, when we experience physical pain or rejection by those who love us, when we end up in that low place, we can find Jesus there. Precisely in that low place. And that is how Christ wins the victory, by putting himself low. That's how he saves us. We hear about this in the second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, where he says, Jesus Christ, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. That means Jesus, existing for all eternity in the Blessed Trinity, being fully God, fully divine, didn't see his divinity, didn't see his Godhead as being something that he had to cling on to, that he had to hold on to it tight. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, and coming in human form and human likeness, he humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. Humbling himself to the point of death, death on a cross. And so, of course, today we also recognize Christ's triumphant entry into the city of Jerusalem, laying the palms down before him, singing Hosanna. Jesus fulfills all of the Old Testament prophecies surrounding the King of Israel who was prophesied. But that's not why we sing Hosanna to our Lord. That's not why we praise our God. That's not why he is exalted. St. Paul's letter goes on to say, he humbled himself to the point of death, death on a cross. Because of that, he was exalted by God. so that at Jesus' name, every knee in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's in this low place, it's in this humbling of our Lord Jesus that the victory is won. No fighter is more divine than the one who can claim victory through defeat. No fighter is more divine than the one who can claim victory through defeat. And that's precisely what Jesus does on the cross. He claims the victory for us, saving us, because of what looks like defeat to the eyes of all humans. But to us Christians, we know that it's the greatest victory, that through it he is saving us. And it's because of that that we render him all glory, laud, and honor forever and ever. Amen.